Do we have Count David Wimp's number?
I don't.
Do we ever try to call him again?
Let me see if it's on my phone. Oh, we've tried. I thought we
tried too.
Dare I say we connected?
Oh, wow. I don't know. I just think it'd be so wonderful to talk to Count David Wimp again. Shoot. Count David Wimp, who was counting to a million by ones on his calculator.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Now, was he autistic or?
I think he's just a nerd.
Something beyond.
What was he up to when you guys talked to him?
He had gone past a million and decided to keep going.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. He was on like 2 million, I think.
Yeah, boy.
Remember he talked really loud?
Yeah. Very staccato.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a story on him in 1992.
Wait, Count David Wimp hasn't made news since 1992?
No, 2012. Top 10 amazing yet boring achievements and records. He made that list. Oh, hey, Brandon.
Does it say where he lives?
Yeah, CV's listed here.
Hang on, oh, my God. It would make my life to talk to Count David Wimp again. And he's a count, by the way. It's family, royal blood and family.
I kind of want to.
Not, has not because he counted. Counts. No, he's a count.
Oh, look at him. He looks like a total nerdlinger. I like this dude. This seems pretty cool. Do you see this? This is the city, Brandon.
Yeah.
You want to look him up?
Yeah.
I don't know if his name's just it is just David Wimp.
What's your name, Wimp? I think Count David Wimp.
By the time he got national coverage, he had counted over 3.7 million. He wrote down the numbers one at a time on pieces of paper. He then switched to counting on an electric calculator printouts in 1982.
So he printed out every transaction?
Yeah, he counted to a million, got bored with counting up, went back the other way, and then started counting up again.
But in general, he wasn't bored. He just got bored with that style of counting.
Yeah, counting upwards. So he switched to subtraction.
Wait. He switched to subtraction.
Yeah. He counted over a million, got bored with counting up, went back the other way, then started counting up again.
Oh, my God. He really fucked himself getting the subtraction thing. I mean, it really hurt his numbers.
Oh, I'm sure he liked it. He's got records of it all. There's a picture of him just with tons of tape from a counting calculator.
I wonder what kind of record-keeping system he has.
I wonder if he still has the spiral notebooks. Any luck finding them?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
Count David Wimp. Another lover.
Is that one of those calculators where you hit the button? Yeah. When I went to take my ACTs.
Yeah. I love this story. Drew, listen to this. I forgot about this. Go ahead, Brandon.
So I showed up to take my ACTs back in 2002, and I showed up and I don't have my calculator. And I'm like, and my mom drove me. I was like, Mom! I was like, I need a calculator, Ma. And she
Mom, what did you think of that this morning?
And at the time, my mom had her own business where she was making some stuff. And
I'm just running your stupid business. Bring me a calculator.
So she gives me the only calculator that she has, and it's one of those calculators with a spool on it. So I take the spool off, and I was like, "Well, I don't need that." And I go in there, and you know,
what stupid spool for, Mom?
She needed them for receipts. I didn't need them for the ACT.
I don't need them, though.
So I get down there and
Don't you need like a graphing calculator yes, or no? Like yes. a T83?
I should have had a very nice calculator. And I did. I just did not bring it with me. And with the ACT, they're not going to wait for me or let me
Mom,
reschedule.
Why don't you pick up mine and say, give me the stupid one with the spool for your stupid business?
Then you chuck the spool at her.
So I get into the math portion of the ACT. And the very first problem that I type in there, you know, there's about 60 other kids in the room. I hit enter, and all of a sudden, everybody turns and looks at me. I just put the calculator down and decided to do it all by hand.
Oh, I would have kept doing it and just been like, what? What?
Surely somebody must have said, asshole.
You should be like, what do you want me to do, man? Just because I can't buy your fancy Texas Instruments.
Oh, you should have kept using it. Think how many people, everybody, like at least two people in the class would be talking about that at all times. If you'd done it for the whole test.
Not to mention the points you lost.
Oh, I lost some points for sure because I bombed that math portion.
What did you? Oh, on the ACT. Oh, it's only the ACT. It's only your entire future. So what'd you get, like 19 on the ACT?
I got like a 24.
Ooh.
Oh, man, you could have like a 28.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Brandon, what was your math score?
I don't know. I can't remember the exact.
Brandon's actually a genius.
Got a 36 in English and a 3 in the math.
Horrible math score. Completely pimped his ACT.
On better note, I might have a couple numbers here for Wimp.
Yes! This might just bring you out of your funk, though, if we get David Wimp on the phone.
Oh, okay, I could be so fired up to get the Wimpster.
The Wimpster.
You know somebody's called him that. He probably got bullied big time. I mean, if it wasn't bad enough that he likes to count by ones to large numbers, his last name is Wimp.
One, 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 one. Really?
That's the response of a guy.
Hagensacker.
Who lived next door to?
Warren Sapp? No. Mike.
Mike Evans?
Mike Evans.
Tampa?
The Tampa Bay wide receiver.
Right. And for some reason, our caller ID said 11111. So he answered the phone. We didn't even know it said that. He answered the phone. 11111111.
Hello.
This is David?
Yeah.
David Wimp?
Yes.
Count David Wimp. Wimp? Count David Wimp? Is this Count David Wimp?
Yeah.
Whoa.
The Count himself. Hey. Do you ever remember talking to the Drew and Mike show in Detroit when you were doing your counting to a million or whatever it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was quite a while. You remember that, huh?
That's been a while.
Yeah, it was one of your better interviews, I think.
You had a great time.
Yeah.
And you counted. You know, we were just reading your story. We've been fascinated with your work over the years, and Mark was just reading your story. And the amazing thing is that I never knew that when you got your count way up there, you started subtracting by one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that.
Now,
did you go all the way back down to zero, or did you enter the scary territory of negative numbers?
Huh?
You never got all the way to zero. You don't take that chance, do you? And when you were subtracting,
no.
Right.
Yeah, you don't
want
to fly too close
but,
to the sun.
You know, what I was marveling at was, think of how high you could have gotten if you hadn't subtracted for a while. I mean, you got this wild hair. You suddenly said, subtracting is so cool, I got to do it for a while. But think of how high the number would have been if you had never gotten into the subtraction thing.
65?
Well, I started over.
You started from scratch?
Yeah, but I'm doing it a different way now.
How do you do it now?
Huh?
How are you doing it now, David?
I got these hand slot games I'm counting on.
I'm not familiar with hand slot games. Can you explain that to me?
Well, like on a smartphone?
No, it's... I bought
idiots.
Them a while back, and I started counting on them, and I'm up at...
Wait, slot?
Like, I don't know, 181 million.
Whoa.
You've counted to 181 million?
Yeah, I started, 2013.
Now, do you still, you used to keep the paperwork of, you know, the slip that showed you're counting. Do you still keep paperwork to prove that you've counted?
Oh, yeah, I got them in a box.
Oh, my God. Can I go through that one time just to kind of verify? I mean, do you ever have somebody like a accounting firm come in?
Yeah, like Ernst & Young.
Nobody's ever said anything.
Mr. Wimp.
They trust your system.
Count David Wimp, what do you think the grand total is of all the numbers you've counted? Because you've started over, you've gone backwards. What do you think the grand sum of all the numbers you've counted is?
Probably close to 200 million.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Do you kind of wish that you'd never changed styles or games or subtracted because you could be at 200 million right now?
Oh, I'm getting there.
Have you ever gone by twos, like on a weekend, get a little crazy, add a few twos in there?
No.
Mark.
What?
Dick. Why? Why would you do that?
Because it's the weekend.
That's cheating. Wouldn't that be cheating, David?
No, it's not cheating. It's having fun.
Don't you think it'd be like cheating, counting by twos?
Only on the weekend.
No.
Yeah, see? Don't you think Drew.
Don't you think it's a stupid idea, though?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's really stupid.
Oh, yeah,
your thing is counting by one.
Because everything else
is really
insane.
You get a crazy high number, maybe subtract a little bit, go back to counting by one, but never by twos or threes. That's for wimps. I mean, no offense. That's for, I don't know who that's. It's for saps. People that cheat.
Yeah.
People like the easy way. People that take shortcuts count by twos and threes. You count by ones.
Yeah.
That's your thing. That's your shtick. Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
David
here.
Wimp, how much time do you devote to counting still?
Oh, off and on when I ain't doing nothing else.
What are you doing when you're busy? I mean, do you work for a living? I don't remember.
No, I'm 71 years old and I'm retired and I live in a independent living home.
Very nice. Cool. My mom lives in a place like that. Probably a lot like yours. Maybe not.
Do all the other residents gather around while you're counting?
No, they don't know nothing about it.
Oh. Well,
they haven't read about you?
Open up. You'd be famous within the living community.
They haven't read about you because you've gotten publicity. You're in the newspaper. You're on the internet. Everyone knows about Count David Wimp.
Well, I ain't seen nothing of us yet.
You didn't know that you've gotten attention on the internet?
I don't have a computer, so I don't know.
How do you think people? I mean, you're aware though that we all find out about your work. I mean, we're all the way in Michigan. We know what you do.
Yeah, I know that.
Are we the only ones that ever interviewed you?
No, not on this one.
This one, it's the same.
It's a different count. He's on a different.
But I mean, do you have like cuttings from the newspaper from your old counting? Like hanging up in your room?
Well, they're packed in boxes.
Oh, you got a lot of boxes, don't you?
Well, there's little ones around somewhere. We're just in a two-bedroom apartment.
Does anybody ever...
I mean, one bedroom.
Count David Wimp, does anybody ever say, David, you know what? We got to start throwing this stuff out and clean things up. These boxes full of numbers, and this stuff has to go. And you say, nope, that's proof of my counting to whatever I counted to. I mean, do people ever try to get you to throw that stuff out?
No.
They don't. They know how important it is.
Yeah.
They get it. You said you're retired. What did you do for a living when you had a job?
Well, I was in the Army,
It was a teacher, wasn't it?
Worked at Wendy's and...
Oh, cool.
Janitor.
Do you like Frosties?
Huh?
Do you like Frosties at Wendy's?
Oh, yeah.
Aren't those great?
Don't you think their chili is very underrated?
Oh, I made it in there.
Oh.
Cool. Make your own and eat it, huh? Hey, when you got French fries, did you count them by ones just to make sure you had the right amount?
No.
Yeah, what a ridiculous question, Drew.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see if it expends to a regular life.
Ignore him. That's a ridiculous question.
Mark, you would have asked if he counted his French fries by twos.
Did you give change only in pennies?
I didn't do the cash register.
Oh. Why is that?
I didn't know how.
Oh.
Understandable. So the Wendy's, the janitorial gig, and then what was the third gig?
I thought he was a teacher. Were you not a teacher?
Oh, the Army.
Oh, I've been out of Wendy's 10 years.
Oh. Yeah. What did you do in the Army exactly? Did you go to war?
What?
Were you ever in a war like Vietnam, for example?
Oh, yeah.
No kidding. Did you get sent overseas to fight?
Yeah, I was over there 68, 60.
Wow.
67, 68, and 70.
You weren't, I don't know, I mean, you weren't ever have the misfortune of being sprayed with Agent Orange or anything, were you?
No, they wanted me to take a whole physical for that.
Why bother?
What
I didn't want to.
Yeah, you're fine. Well, why did you just didn't want to waste the time because you knew you weren't sprayed?
Yeah.
What did you do in the Army?
Save the government a lot of money.
Cook.
Oh, you were a cook in the Army.
Oh, wow. A cook, huh? God, Wendy's must have been frustrating to be at a fast food place when you could probably cook much better food.
Oh.
We got a laugh out of Count David Wimp.
That's the second one today.
What was the first one?
I can't remember. You did laugh at something. I think when you were ragging on me for counting my dues. Now,
I gotta go.
No,
what?
What?
Where are you going? Are you going back to counting?
Well, I'm doing that, but I'm watching TV too.
What are you watching?
A new show called Dr. Bull.
Dr. Bull?
Bull. Yeah.
Dr. Bull? And you can't rewind it and get back caught up?
No.
No? Do you have a TiVo, for example, or a DVR?
No.
No?
I'd like
to watch it live.
Is Bull based on Dr. Phil? Is that the show?
Yeah, that's the guy used to play on NCSI.
Yeah. CSI, great show.
Well,
yeah, DeNozzo.
Yeah.
Tell you what, the Count David Wimp, it's been wonderful talking to you. It's an honor. And we'll be
in touch, man.
Yeah, we'd like to stay in touch with you and see what kind of new exciting activities you're up to with your counting.
Okay.
Okay, Count. Great talking to you.
Yeah.
Have a great night. David?
Oh, Melrose hang up from Count David Wimp.
Was it Melrose hang up?
Yeah. Hey, Bull just started. He's got to get to the TV, man.
And if you're, that's really an old reference, but just for the sake of people who may be coming back to the show or new to the show, on Melrose Place, when people hung up the phone, especially Amanda.
Yeah. Courtney, is that Courtney Thorne-Smith?
No.
What'd she look like?
The superstar.
Heather Locklear. Yeah.
Heather Locklear's character.
Star, yeah.
Yeah. Her and other people did it too. They just knew when the phone call was over and they would just hang up. They never said goodbye. It'd be this real dramatic conversation would end with some, you know, dramatic call for action or something. And then both people would hang up, but they would never say goodbye. So that became the Melrose hang up, which I thought was great because I think so much time is wasted saying hello and goodbye.
Yeah.
And I still.
David Wimp agrees.
I stick to my theory on that. I believe if people would just leave and not say goodbye, think of all the time that would be saved.
Like yeah.
When families get together. You got his voice down pretty good, Mark.
It's very similar to,
did you get yourself something to eat? Yeah, what'd you eat? Thanks, not. No pizza.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Did you order you something to eat?
Yeah,
what'd you eat?
No.
What are you doing? Mm. You love me? Yeah.
Do we have the whole conversation?
Yeah.
No, you try to find it though.
Mm. Just the drop.
You That's miss me?
You want to kiss me?
I think the whole thing.
You want to kiss me?
The whole thing's available on YouTube.
Want to kiss me?
Yeah. That's one bat.
Hey Jay, did you have the Flacca guy's parent father up?
Oh boy.
Our Florida killer and face eater.
Face eating cannibal teen.
His father was on Dr. Phil. How did he get on Dr.? I mean, the Dr. Phil people must go on, we've just gotten you the booking deal of the year. Right. The get of the year. We've already got the face eater's father.
I have a theory on Dr. Phil. I think he pays for interviews.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I think he does.
Oh, okay.
He gets a lot of these big ones first, yeah. And then they're not allowed to be on anything else for a while.
But can you imagine getting that call from we're calling from Dr. Phil. I mean, we're real sorry about your son eating these faces or this face off and killing his people. And we understand he's in critical condition and everything. But we've got a pretty nice offer for you, about $5,000 to come on the doctor. I mean, what do you suppose they'd give him? $10,000?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, not $10,000. That's a lot.
$5,000?
Maybe.
Hey, we'll fly out. Put you up in a nice
first
hotel.
Class.
You and the old lady can have a nice little weekend while your kid's recovering and critical down there. His organs start to function a little better.
See, I feel bad for the person that has to call to do that because, you know, right off the bat, they go, oh, how's the face-eating frat boy son of yours? And then have to pretend like they care about his rehabilitation in the hospital and how he's coming along.
Oh, well, gosh, I hope he gets better soon so they can try him for double murder!
Exactly. Exactly. Because you know they're trying to play the game.
Wait forever!
He,
Who goes to that guy? He's a dentist. Who goes to him anymore, knowing his kid likes eating faces?
Well, the face... The,
I wouldn't trust him.
The proximity to faces gene got passed along from him.
I know.
That's right.
They're both obsessed with the mouth area.
Oh, my God.
And he has a really bad accent.
Well, let's see.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's been busted a few times by the law.
Oh, the father?
Yeah, I think he has a couple old DUIs.
Oh, really? Oh.
I mean... It seems like almost everybody has a DUI at some point.
I wonder if he's going to mention that he speculated on how far his son could hit a baseball if they'd only gotten him to take some BP after the flaca instead of eating people's faces off.
Or if he's going to enter him in the FFA.
Yeah, possibly. Or see what he can bench. If only. But let's see.
It's really shame.
Videos are terrible, though.
After he ate these two faces, he benched 325 85 times.
Let's see the father of the face eater on the Dr. Phil show.
How do you feel for that couple that's sitting in the driveway?
Get that man some bath salts.
One minute and dead the next. What do you say to their family?
And your kid did it.
The worst thing I could ever think of. Sorry. This is the biggest nightmare I could ever even dream of. It's what's happened.
Dream of?
Well, how could you possibly dream up your kid eating somebody's face after he kills them and their wife?
To those people. And I apologize for him.
Huh? Oh boy, he's a weird crier.
Because my husband would have never done that. No one, he would never knowingly done anything like that.
What?
Does he relate to the get my dog?
I understand Dwight Gooden better than this guy. Gooden's probably done bath salts.
He would never
get my dog. Get my dog.
Do something like that.
Huh?
I'm truly sorry.
Oh, got it.
Man, his face just collapsed. It was wild.
They should have put it on the restaurant. We were noticing earlier before we started that Dr. Phil has crashed while this guy's telling the story. He's pretending to take notes, so he's got his head down, he's got his yellow patent pen, and he is not paying attention.
Trudy. Wait, here we go.
One more. Does look very tired.
In the garage, 1 minute and dead the next. What do you say to their family?
Try and translate it.
What a question.
This is the worst thing I could ever think of. This is the biggest nightmare I could ever even dream of. It's what's happened.
I'm only together, but no.
Sorry for what my son did to those people.
And
I apologize for him.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Because my husband would have never done that. No one, he would never knowingly done anything like that.
Closed captioning, please.
What?
He's such a good person.
Oh, yeah. Except when he's hungry for some face.
And when he's doing those stupid YouTube videos.
Like
face!
That.
Sorry.
We're trying to keep him full and all the time because he likes to eat some face. He almost sounds like Bill Cosby.
It's very close to a Bill Cosby impersonation.
He was bordering. He was in the neighborhood.
Doesn't know what to tell the jello, but he ate the face instead.
Oh, God. I feel so guilty.
I mean,
it's horrible. So those people butthole
and I laughed at this guy.
My husband would have never done that. No one, he would never done anything like that.
Play that back, Jay, and hold it up to Siri, and let's see how Siri translates it. Since Siri's been on a translating kick today. And then can we do it with Android? Does Android have a name? Do they give a cutesy name?
No, you just say
Google.
Okay, Google.
Okay. Yeah. Google, what the hell is this guy saying?
Hold on. Silence on the set.
Because my husband would have never done that. No one, he would never knowingly done anything like that.
Patience. Siri, be patient.
The guy's kid just ate so much. Jesus.
To answer such questions.
Silence. I'm sorry.
3, 2, 1. No one, you've never done anything like that.
No one knows what he said. Thank you. Finally, Siri, some common sense.
Join the club.
Said,
done that.
No one does. Thank you. Oh, I'd rather this guy does an interview with Siri than Dr. Phil.
The idea of that guy dream. Yeah, you know, I was just trying to dream up what's the worst shit my kid could possibly do. Oh, I guess he could have a couple of people at that.
No, they done anything like that.
They could drink up a bunch of primer in their garage and then eat the guy's face off. And they could stab the neighbor when he comes over to try to help.
In the back.
Shit, that'll never happen.
Any
worse than that.
Never done that. No, you never done anything like that.
See, how can I make it worse? Oh, we're out to dinner beforehand, and the food's taking forever to come, so he leaves.
Yeah, he storms off.
Since the last time, I'm the last one to see him sane. Jerry, can you put Android up to see what he does? Android.
I could try. I don't think anybody can, though.
Jay, you ready?
Okay, Google.
Done that? No, you never done anything like that.
Oh no, that's not. It's not even.
What?
It's just gonna
pull up Hope Solo's butt.
It just dropped down all sorts of different commands.
Oh really?
Like, wouldn't touch
just
it.
Just gonna pull up Hope Solo's butt again.
I'm proud of Siri for even responding.
Would you ask me something like that? My face hurts.
Oh, you never done anything like that.
Oh, man.
What?
There's news on that kid today.
There is?
Yeah. There's news every day. I mean, that story is just people cannot resist reporting something on it. I guarantee those editors down floor going, we're going to have something on the kid that ate the face. Just anything. It was the same fucking thing as yesterday. Give me something.
The face-eating frat boy.
Yeah. Father of cannibal frat boy breaks down on Dr. Phil as he apologizes.
I think we did dirt on that.
The victim's family tells how his son guzzled vegetable oil on evening of the killing.
Yeah. What was
vegetable
that?
Oil?
Well, that's before, I think, he ever went to the garage.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with the bath salts. That's all about getting the proper fats for my diet.
Right.
Because I lift weights. I don't use steroids.
Oh, I know. That kid's YouTube stuff is just...
Dick.
I know. You really Dick. Almost feel like this couldn't have happened to a better guy, YouTube stuff, because he's such a tool.
Yeah.
And he's so into his body.
Yep.
But the vegetable oil... That's well before any of this, right? Because he in the garage.
Why is he so hungry then?
Boston would have never done that. No, you never done anything like that.
What?
Boy.
What were you saying? So this is well before.
Well, yeah, because in the garage, they believe his organs are failing because he drank something in the garage, and they don't know if it's paint thinner Was it paint thinner? Is that what they think?
Yeah, that's what I.
Oh
God! I mean, to imagine what a fucked up mind.
I couldn't even dream something like that.
Somebody on Flacca, they're so hot, and the guy's stripping his clothes off, and when he's done killing people and eating their faces off, he's I got to drink something, anything, and he just sees liquid, starts drinking paint thinner.
How can you drink that kind of stuff anyway? If you're straight, you would immediately spit it out. You wouldn't even be able to swallow it.
Oh, I know.
You're superhuman.
How could you swallow it?
Yeah. You're superhuman.
Which is why you need to be in the batting cages.
Did you happen to see the videos of the people on Flacca, the channel?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
The one where the woman's like, give him some milk.
Milk?
You haven't seen that?
No.
It's up there with Get My Dog.
Oh, really?
They're trying to control somebody who's like going nuts. He just turns into that rubber guy that they put at the dealer ship, you know?
Oh, wow.
And he's doing that, and she keeps going, give him some milk. Give him some milk, like a million times. Gross. I don't know why.
What, because he's gonna digest the... Or that whatever's making that crazy activity going on is going to somehow...
Lactose to absorb
the possibly
salts.
Thinks that's an antidote. I don't know if you drink milk. But if you're trying to give somebody who's spazzing out milk, and they try to do it, and it's...
Well, that'd be quite hilarious with a gallon because it's got that small little spot.
Impossible.
It's just splashing out like every little bit, and they just keep splashing it instead of like an open cup.
We're watching people on YouTube going crazy on bath salts.
What are you on there, Mojo? You gotta be.
Thanks.
This guy's just dancing up a storm.
Thank you, doctor.
What's up with me?
He's grabbing his crotch.
That mojo, bitch.
That's the doctor. She just diagnosed him.
Oh, their mojo.
Give that boy some milk.
Bala, that's their mojo. Their mojo.
At some point, he kind of looks like the guy, though. The...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
The inflatable man.
Outside of used car.
He's around the gray. I mean, look at him. He's dead.
His body's incredibly flexible all of a sudden.
I'm gonna get him something to drink. Shit, I ain't going over there.
Shit, I ain't going to. He looks like, I think not only should you go in the batting cages when you're in Flacco, but you should probably try gymnastics because this guy's flexibility.
Mojo, they better right. Leave that shit alone.
These are good observations.
I know.
Hell yeah, you get the bad best. That mojo ain't no good.
So what would you do for
they
him?
They making it themselves now. They putting all kind of, me too.
She's an expert.
They putting all kind of shit in that mojo.
I don't know why she calls it that though.
Mojo?
I don't know, but Mojo should use this for a promo on 955.
He needs some milk.
There we go.
He needs some milk.
Does he need
shit,
milk?
I ain't going over there.
Do you
want
to go over there? What's he on? Does he need anything
he
to drink?
Mojo, girl.
Oh, okay. She keeps answering the same three questions.
Get him some milk.
Okay, why don't you go over there?
Get him some milk. Okay. She, you see why? Get him some milk.
What, she drink something?
I'm scared.
Well, go over there.
I mean, I want them to blow know what Mojo doing to people.
Wow.
Oh, he's just like running.
Oh, somebody. Oh, he needs some milk.
He does not need milk. He needs to be restrained.
Oh,
he's like running full speed
y'all.
Into a car.
I like that she films it instead of calling 911.
No, he needs some milk. Oh. They got milk. I know.
Thank God there's a medical doctor here.
You work at a dairy? Why are you pushing milk on everyone?
This guy is wild.
Does a headstand.
He's right next to a car and he's just kicking the car. He's just like his legs can't stop kicking.
She actually has milk now. She's going to try it. It doesn't work.
No. There's like four people trying to restrain him, but he's got the strength of 10 men.
And they're trying to pour milk on him.
Me neither.
Are they giving him milk?
Yeah. She here. Yeah. Fuck, I can recall.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Someone's listening to this lady?
Ambulance.
It's definitely calling. Give him that milk.
There's like five people restraining him, and someone's trying to pour milk down his throat. On the basis of this lady yelling at
him. He was on Mojo. He didn't eat something spicy.
Oh, look, it calmed him down. Look, it worked.
It worked?
Oh, my God. Like, now they're just throwing milk somewhere at near his mouth, hoping some will land in there.
Wait, it actually worked?
He's like...
Y'all better leave that Mojo alone.
Now his arms and legs aren't moving at all. He may be dead.
That was a good suggestion. What is that sound? Somebody pulled up in a car.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Has anyone considered 911? I don't know.
I know.
Just a thought.
She's busy videotaping.
No, that milk, y'all. That water.
And
put
by the
him
way,
in shock.
Use landscape
water.
Next
Wait,
time.
Did she say water will put him in shock?
Yes.
Oh, right.
That
yeah,
water put him in shock, y'all.
In case you didn't hear the first 50 times.
Where'd she go to medical school? University of Helsinki.
Milk should use this as its next promotion.
That's why I was wondering if it worked. It's probably a fake viral video by the Milk Board.
Oh, got
went
milk.
From got milk to this crap.
Give him some milk.
The Mojo. They
oh,
should
man,
hire
is
her.
Wild.
Isn't that that's, weird?
Is, how viral is that video? It's got to be hugely viral.
I don't know. Joey showed it to me the other day because you guys got him interested in watching Flocka videos.
Oh, jeez. My God. 3 million views.
Oh.
3,135,912 views.
Wow.
695 people gave it thumbs down. What are you, nuts? 22,000 thumbs up, though.
It's all vegans.
Who are those 695 losers?
Vegans.
Are you kidding?
Buzzkills. Wow.
The Silk Company, because they want you to drink almond milk.
Oh, yeah.
That is crazy.
The non-dairy people.
Yeah.
God. Wow. Could anyone? You know, when we were watching Dr. Phil, Trudy, I was reminded of... your complaint about Dr. Phil that he talks too slow. And ever since you said that, every time I see Dr. Phil, I just want him to talk faster. It drives me crazy.
He
talks so slow. It takes forever to the whole sentence to come out or whatever. The fucking point is, it just takes way too long. It's so
he
weird.
He ends like long. Like yeah. That. He does just that.
Every point he makes, it just takes forever. You just really want to grab him and let's go, Phil. Jesus.
Put him on the next speed up. I tried to edit him for the Dina Lohan audio, when you see a waveform of sound,
right.
Every single word is punctuated by a dead space, and you have to like, cut each one, and there's like 100 of them in one sentence.
Wow.
See, that'd be fun to dump the whole thing down and then use the program that takes out all the spaces and see how long the show really is.
Right, yeah. Oh, maybe that's why he does it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's trying to... They sold it originally as a half hour, but he didn't want to do twice the work.
I don't see how he can get, make as many points as he wants to make in the course of a show because it's so damn slow. It's that slow.
There's no points to make.
Well, I don't know. He does get pretty good guests.
Yeah, he pays them. He has to pay them.
Is that become, a lot of people speculate on that?
No, it's just my speculation.
He's actually fairly good on talk shows, though.
And no, he's okay.
He's funny.
Talk as slow.
He's always funny when he was on Letterman.
Yeah.
I just cannot imagine why the father of the face eater chose to go on Dr. Phil.
Because I had to get my dory out.
When was the facial consumption? Like a week and a half ago?
Yes.
10 days ago?
His son.
The kid is in critical condition. His organs are failing, and he's on fucking Dr. Phil.
This is the perfect time to get away. He never done anything like that.
I'm flying out to L.A. to go to Dr. Phil's show. This is the perfect time to go away. Explain this to the nation.
Because my husband would never done anything like that. It sounds like the dad is saying my husband would never do something like that.
Play it again.
Because my husband would have never done that. No, he would never knowingly done anything like that. Derp, not dupe.
He's married.
He married a man.
Dude,
maybe.
Oh, cool.
For that couple that's sitting in their driveway and in their garage 1 minute and dead
so
the next.
Slow.
What do you say to their family?
This is the worst thing I could ever think of. This is the biggest nightmare I could ever even dream of. What's happened?
Pushing his voice.
Heads up.
I'm deeply sorry for what my son did to those people. And I apologize for him.
Because my husband would have never done that. No, he would never knowingly done anything like that. What is he saying? He's obviously trying to say he would never have done anything like that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know why they're not on the derps and the deeps.
He's such a good person.
It does sound like he says my husband. That's really weird.
Close never. Captioning says husband no, and then D-U-R-P. Like, derp, 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 derp.
Will he ever get another dental patient again in his life?
God, no. They're afraid he's going to eat his face. You're in a very vulnerable position when getting your teeth cleaned.
God, I can't believe...
Teeth and faces.
I know.
You know?
I can't believe his that guy's family. A dentist. I don't know why. It just seems like there's no way he's a dentist.
Well, yeah, because...
Considering his genes cause somebody to eat a face.
Not only that, but the dentist has to carry the conversation. You're going to be sitting in that chair and he's just going, what?
Well, do you want to go to a dentist whose life is fucked? I mean, his life is fucked. He'll never, ever get past.
Now, wait a second.
Thank God the last decade went by because people used to talk about my kid eating that guy's face all the time, but now nobody even remembers it. It's great.
Although.
Completely past. Don't even think about it.
Although nobody we've does. Always talked about it, dude. The news cycle moves pretty fast. Who, I bet you, the lion-killing dentist.
Jay just wrote up there. The lion, that is it.
I bet you
the lion.
His practice is just A-OK
lighted.
Now.
Yeah.
I bet you it is.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. I mean, he's the last dentist I can think of that had been in the news.
Because my husband would have never done that. He would never have done anything like that.
His son's on Dr. Phil going,
my dad would have never done that. would have killed that lion. Cecil the lion.
Cecil. You remember his name.
Would have done that.
Forgot his name.
Didn't know what about a rumbate and nothing gorilla.
That's ridiculous. Lenny's cool,
right?
I think when you strike up a better relationship with Lenny, so he knows who we are when we call. So this is the first step.
Well, step one is to say, "Hey, I don't know if you remember talking to us, but you had a great time." Remember how often Clark would say that about guests?
Oh, they had
a great time.
Well, he'd say that to them.
Yeah, sometimes. I know you had a great.
I'm glad you had a great time.
That's what I'm saying, say it to Lenny. That's pretty smart.
What's up?
Answer, Lenny.
Come on, Lenny. Come on. Lenny.
Yeah? Lenny?
Hey, it's Drew and Mark. We're the radio show that called you from Michigan promoting your book a couple weeks ago, or maybe a month ago.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
Yeah, it seemed like you had a great time, but anyway.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, cool.
You can have a great time in Michigan. You can have a great time anywhere.
You're right about that. Hey, we were just listening to this Mickey Rourke thing where he's popping off, claiming he's gonna.
He's a fucking pussy, dude.
I don't know him at all, but I just thought it was kind of stupid. Why is he talking to the media? He's gonna knock your teeth out.
What? Yeah, I don't have any. That's how stupid the motherfucker is. Oh, you're not on the air right now.
Yeah, we're on the air, but it's a podcast, so you can say that.
Oh yeah. Anyways, how do you get my number? Well, this is my pussy number. This is my bathroom.
Well, you gave it to us because you had such a great time last time you talked
to us.
Okay,
yeah. Okay, this is a bath phone, too. It's only usually chicks call this phone.
sorry to disappoint you,
Well,
Lenny.
If it clicks over
no,
by
okay.
all... If your phone clicks,
Mickey,
by all means, take the other call because it's going to be a chick.
Boy, Mickey, you work. Okay. You know, I mean, he's them Holly weirders, dude, you know?
I know. Does did he borrow some money from you, Lenny, or did you just pick up a big tab for him?
No, the guy was down and out, man. After, you remember the deal, man?
His movie career.
Carryota, you know, he loved his chick. I said, well, you shouldn't beat the fuck out of her then if you love her. He kept crying all the time like a little bitch.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't take the crying, so he kept jetting with me coast to coast on my bird, you know?
Uh-huh. Oh, and you're playing.
My Gulfstream, yeah. What? You know, like I told him, that little dog shits in my fucking plane. I'm going to throw that motherfucker out at 30,000 feet.
Oh, the dog? Oh, boy. Yeah, you mentioned
that
the scarf, scarf and the dog. And
that
you
story
saw,
in the book the is hilarious.
And dog and the fucking...
So anyway, he either refuses to admit that he took advantage of your... So he borrowed a little money. What's the big deal? Why doesn't he just pay you back?
Lenny? Oh, maybe he clicked over for a chick. I heard a phone ring.
Did you?
Yeah, in the background. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Lenny.
Is he still connected? Oh, maybe he'll be back.
I hear you guys.
Okay, there he is. There he is.
Okay.
No, I was going to tell this chick to start giving me head. What?
Sounds like you're keeping it stiff these days, Lenny.
Mickey gives good head, huh?
To that dog.
So the bottom line is he's broke, dude. He's broken down. I mean, he's all juiced up on the shit, but...
How could you tell he was juiced up? I mean, I always thought he was juiced up, but you would know. How can you tell?
Come on, man. He's 63 and fucking... 60, I don't even tell his age, but mileage. But, I mean, somebody said he can fight and all this. I don't know. Well, he better be able to fight. You have to kill me, motherfucker. Mm. Yeah. But the bottom line hold on.
Okay.
Hey, stop it, man. God damn it.
She bite me.
Hold on.
What's going on, Lenny?
I'm on the phone, man. Just wait. Sorry.
That's all right.
No problem.
Chick, she's human.
Too much teeth?
Well, no. Actually, it's not. It's dual-handed fucking quality knob. I'm a knob man now. You know that, right? No, because you know what happens is as you get older, you get wiser, and so like as guys, as dudes, like you know, if you, you know, if you, like, take a piss and, like, you know, after you take a shower, you soap up. Sometimes there's, like, a little, you know, soap burn, like, you know, and then, like, but if you fucked a chick in the last 10 days, like, is it the soap or is it the... So to make sure it's the soap, you just get knobbed. It's called maturity. See?
Wow. That's brilliant, Dan. Lenny?
Who's back there yelling, man?
Another guy in the room, one of the producers, laughing, loves your stories.
Yeah, he should be laughing. This is gold. You can't buy this shit.
He's not mature enough to understand your story either.
You can't buy this shit, dude. This is radio gold.
No, I agree with you, Lenny.
I'll tell you what else is gold, dude.
Yeah.
Is I'm getting ready to do this tour.
Yeah, we were talking about it.
Yeah, dude, picture this. A fucking rock and roll bus, okay, rumbling across the country with me and my boys and a fucking slew of pussy.
Wow.
Just fucking town to town, bookstore to bookstore, stadium to stadium, and then I'll pull that motherfucker up the presidential election, fucking sway the bit.
Hey, who are your boys, Lenny? Anybody we would know? Election.
No, one of them is my good friend, solid guy, my concierge. The other one's gonna be everyone the people hate. He's like, he's like the muscle man. He's like 53. He's like a stud. He's got the shoe polish going in his hair. You know, he's got terrible rap with chicks, but then the pussy rotates. You have an assistant who likes women and men.
Where do they get the talent?
Where do I get it?
Yeah.
It's legendary. The word's already spread, and it's all up and down the coast.
Really? Well, okay. I saw a picture with the...
It's from my art. It's from my artwork, bro.
Your artwork?
I'm an artist, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why the girls and guys like me. And guys are like girls. I mean, the girls are like girls and guys, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I take the Pepsi challenge of any one of their bitches. You know?
Well, there's a little...
I can eat pussy, dude, better than anyone. What I do. It's a very rhythmic fucking... It's like Picasso. Very fucking... the paint gets a little wet, and you gotta, like, let it dry a little, you know? But first, the canvas has gotta be clean, okay?
Yeah,
I agree
with
that. Before I do my artwork, the canvas has got to be clean. And then, if it's not clean, I say, you see that door? There's a handle. You turn it to the fucking right. Okay? Mm-hmm. And you follow the exit signs. Huh?
See ya!
I have to have a clean canvas before I can do my fucking artwork.
Of course. How often do you perform this skill of yours, Lenny?
Yeah, some regulars, you know.
Practice makes perfect.
Nothing's for free, brother.
Well, the picture on the trailer, there were like six girls sitting down on the bus, and they were all, I mean, they look completely knockouts.
Cast attack, yeah. The bottom line is, dude, I'm selling dreams, okay?
Yeah?
Because remember, see, at times, the promise of money is actually more powerful than the money itself.
And what is the promise of money? Your investing skills?
No. You just got to think about that, dude. Meaning, I'm selling dreams, okay? See? So...
So it's like hope.
Yeah, dude, I give hope, dude. I give hope, like movie stars and, you know, and...
Of an exciting adventure.
Yeah, no, but just the whole plane strange. I'm a therapist, bro.
Well, I read the book, Lenny.
I work on the mind now. I'm a finesse player now. See, we all have to make adjustments. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even into hitting it, tagging it anymore. It's like, number one, I think I'm gonna have a heart attack. Number two, can't come. Number three, it's too much work. But I do have a new business. a new pill. It's going to come out. It's fucking badass. Because
are you going to call it the Keep It Stiff pill?
No, no, check it, check it. On a serious note, what happens is as a man, so there's always that day you never forget it, or night you never forget when the blood just won't flow. Okay, and like, well, you got the towel over you, you know, and like she's getting closer, and eventually you got to peel and reveal, right?
Yeah.
And like the blood is just not flowing, dude. And so I'll never forget the first time a chick, she looked up and then she started laughing.
You said this never happens to me.
No, but it happened to me, dude, and I'll never forget it. So what I did is I went hard into that business. So I got a company called a new pill called GentlemanSecret.com. How about that name, Gentleman's Secret?
Yeah, I like that.
You don't have all the flushing. You don't have, but you get wood, so you can. You're not humiliated. Okay, you know, but.
How fast does it act, Lenny? I mean, if I
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
20 minutes. Wow.
20 minutes, you're pitching a tent.
I can hold the towel on me for 20 minutes.
You're pitching a tent. I love it.
No. You know, you take it before. I mean, so okay. Sometimes you don't know if the chick's going to, you know, if she's game or not.
If there's any question, so, take gentlemen's.
Well, you have to have it ready. You know, you just have to have it ready.
Mm-hmm.
But it's healthy. It's good for you.
Well, you know, yeah.
It's kind of like taking steroids when I was playing baseball. See, like, you know, when you're on the shit, you know, like, they know you're on the shit. See, they know you're fucking walking around. Like, come on, bring it. Just like now with pussy, you know, like, if you know you got no fucking blood flow, you're fucked. They know too.
when you got
Gentleman's Secret, dude, you're in the game.
Now that's got to be in the advertisement. 20 minutes and you're pitching a tent. Is it going to be in the ad?
Pitching a tent, and by the way, no flushing, and the other thing is it gives it like it's kind of like because you know everyone's body's different, so it's like it makes it like when you deliver, it's like dessert wine. There's a chemical in it that makes it taste good for the women.
Oh, like dessert wine.
So they won't let go. They won't release.
Not like asparagus.
You have to tell them to release. Release TC. Release TC.
Release. Honey.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's PC, great to know.
The perfect cut. You know.
So you can literally say, "I'm going to taste good." By the way.
Well, yeah, I know.
You're selling hope.
I'm not selling dreams, and dreams. It's not hope. That's a guarantee. Really true, man. I mean, I have to tell them, hey, release PC, because, you know, my nickname is PC is the perfect cut, you know. I had a Jewish doctor do my circumcision.
You got a good cut?
So does Drew.
Yeah.
Drew has always said
mom,
that.
I've always maintained.
No, he told my mom I gave your son a perfect cut.
Wow, how cool.
It's not a monster enough. No, you're confused. I mean, but the chicks just look back and say, what the fuck?
Really? They say, wow, you got a great cut.
I've never seen one this cut.
It's a perfect cut. It's a perfect cut.
Man, what
PT. Wow.
But you can't nick him up.
Hey, Lenny, I wanted to ask you, another former teammate of yours was in the news. Do you see the battle between Strawberry and Gooden?
Well, there should be, man. I mean, you know, come on. I mean, but I knew that was going to get worse. What's happening? Tell me.
Well, Doc missed
it. I hope it isn't over whose cock is bigger.
Well, we all know that's straws, right? It's two strawberry dongs.
Swamp mule.
What's that?
Swamp mule.
Swamp mule.
No, dude, they taped his cock to his leg. You know that.
That's right. You told us that last time we talked.
Anyway, tell me the battle. Doc's a good guy. You know, the first two, my hair story, crazy story, true.
Yeah.
My first two guys I lived with when I got called up, the first time was with Straw. Second was with Gooden.
Who's more fun, Straw or Dwight?
They were both great, man. I mean, see, that's why I don't know what's going on there. You know, I got all this pussy I got to take care of. So what's happening?
Well, Daryl is coming down on Dwight, claiming that he thinks he still
needs help,
still out of control. He missed a couple of interviews, and a lot of people are talking in New York that you know Dwight's in trouble again.
Back on the stuff.
Back on back Dancing with the Devil?
Yep.
I don't know, man. Doc's a good dude, man. But if he is, I'll get him off it.
How do you do that,
Doc? I tried to, you know, he was in, you know, tell you a story about Doc. Doc was in this celebrity rehab. Remember that show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he was in Pasadena, okay? And he called me up and he says, Nails, you got to help me, man. You got to help me. These guys are treating me bad. You got to get me out of here. So I said, okay, bro, I'm coming, man. If you want me, that's Pantene, man. I'll go to war for you. See? But the thing is, I got there, went and got the fucking ropes and everything, throw them over the fence, busting out of there. And he pulled back on me. Read about it. You guys can look it up. Just Google it.
What, he didn't want to leave?
He panicked at the end.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. I did. He couldn't believe I did it.
Oh, he was just calling thinking you wouldn't do it.
No. Well, he wanted to do it, but then he got scared.
Changed his mind. Okay.
Because I was going to bust him out, man. I got the ropes at Home Depot. Threw them over. Yeah. Read it. Check it. Look at Google. Have your guy back there. Where are you guys? You're in fucking Michigan.
Michigan, yeah.
That's where Detroit. My boy Kid Rock's from. That guy's a bad. A lot of motherfuckers are from there.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Fucking
we know.
Stevie Wonder's from there. Fucking Eminem. You guys should make some additions over there.
Bob Seger, Ted Nugent.
Bob Seger's a badass, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He's the best.
Great fucking guy.
She had a face that would let her get away. He's had a few cocktails, though. I was in Promises with him.
Yeah, Bob's pretty well behaved these days.
Yeah,
he's got to be. What is he, 80?
He's 67, 68, maybe 70.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're
saying. I tell my chicks three things. Don't tell me to pull your hair. Don't tell me to choke you. And you put your finger near my ass, I'll break it off.
Don't play with my ass.
Yeah.
No, just no finger. No, because I got Pearl Harbor by my first big league camp when I got called up. You know, they do a real physical, and this fucking doctor Pearl Harbored me, man, without fucking like warning me. That fucking hurt so fucking bad.
He Pearl Harbored you.
I almost fucking snapped his neck off, that motherfucker.
Really? Huh? He didn't even say, yeah, no. I'm doing a prostate exam or something?
No, man. I don't think they put enough of that shit up there, whatever they use up guys, you know?
Lube?
Glide and, whatever. That's, yeah, gross. You know?
Yeah, I think Pearl Harbor, that's got some potential. That should catch on.
Another Lenny is.
Great term. Is the bus rolling through Michigan, Lenny?
Oh, yeah. Fuck, yeah. We're coming stopping at your place, too.
Let's do it. We'll get some chicks over here for that.
No. They'll be there, dude. Trust me. We'll get you some. Hey. Hey, and I guarantee one of them I'll pull out of the line, take a picture of the show, dude. So we're driving, romping down the highway. Fucking pull the bus over. Get the fuck off. You know, throw them right off in the middle of the fucking highway in the country. Hey. This show's going to have everything. I'm going to go to Little League fields and donate my time and give camps, you know. I'm going to do charity work. I'm going to, there's going to be cat fights, there's going to be fist fights, there's going to be money, there's going to be, what else? I mean, it's what everybody
everything.
Wants, man.
Yeah.
Lenny,
because
somebody,
you know what it is, dude? It's about, think about it, 80% of the fucking country out there. The guy gets up, okay, gets in his fucking car, drives the fucking his miserable job, takes orders from somebody, fucking makes 80 fucking grand, whatever, back in his car to his miserable wife, eats her shitty food, they don't fuck, and he gets up and they do it all over. Okay, so I'm giving them some, they need some entertainment, they need some hope, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm an entertainer, dude, just like when I played baseball. It was all bullshit, the chewing tobacco, the fuck grabbing my cock.
Lenny, does this have a network? Is there a network that's attached to this trip across
two
the country?
Of them.
Two networks?
Two of them.
Which nice. Ones?
Well, I mean, two production companies. They haven't
okay.
Yeah, two production companies are battling right now. But we're teeing it up. We're teeing it up on the first, and then we'll catch the World Series. play, you know, a couple of games at the end. We'll pull into the cities, and then, but the presidential election, dude, I'm going to have a huge impact on that.
How are you going to impact it?
I don't know. Just like I impact everything I touch, I impact.
Wow.
That's how I roll. I'm either flying fucking private jets or fucking in the cooler.
Are you flying private jets again?
No, man.
Are you planning on it?
Nah. I mean, maybe, you know. It's not the deal anymore, man. That's the... reality, if you really want to know the truth, dude, that did me in.
But I just figured you'd get a little account going again. You start trading. And next
It's not a little account. They won't let me trade anymore. I beat them too bad.
Well, maybe you get a big account and you start trading on it. And you start
I beat them too bad. No, I beat them too bad.
But you did say that in the book, that the private planes were your downfall.
Oh, yeah, dude, without a doubt, dude. Yeah. More addicted. Let's put it this way. I had fucking a gas attack, two gas attack flight attendants, a blonde and a brunette. Fucking queen, okay? They were there just to serve me. I never hit him. Never hit it.
Wow.
And I asked my doctor, what happened to me, man? Like, what the fuck? I mean, like, we were in Europe and this. Ooh. And I said, like, what? I lost my mind. I mean, he said, no, man, the plane was your drug.
Yeah, when you start telling people you're going to rehab just so you can have a month off.
I think that's kind of genius.
That's more about the plane. That's more about the pussy.
Oh, well,
but
the plane made it easy.
Well, remember, pussy is actually the most powerful thing in the world. Right. If you think about it, it's taking countries down.
No.
I mean, it makes people make bad decisions. And I thought it was the most powerful thing until I bought my plane. That's a whole different level, bro. I mean, think about it. I mean, you're sitting around your room with your buddies. You know what I mean? Like, you're bored, and, hey, what do you guys want to do? Hey, I don't know, let's spin the globe. Rome.
Yeah.
Call your pilots up, fucking wheels up in an hour. Fucking Maybach pulls up. Get on your fucking Gulfstream, and next thing you know, air is pushing under the fucking wings, and you're off to Rome.
Well, that's how you got started. That girl wanted to go to Vegas, and you were in California, and you called the concierge.
Yeah, you read that, huh?
Yeah.
Sure did. Yeah. That bitch's name was Poppy.
Poppy.
She must have been hot.
Spoiled Newport bitch. I'll tell you what, she had the best natural rack I've ever seen. Now I'm going to give you another fact. You can look this up.
Can we Google her?
You can Google this.
Okay.
Okay, the two most exciting times in baseball, of course, is the World Series, and the other one is opening day, you know? Opening day is huge. It's a big deal, right?
Oh, yeah. Here it's huge. Huge.
Huge. You get through spring training. So when my man Straw goes to the Dodgers as a free agent, he came to some of my parties. He met Poppy. She liked that big soulful, you know? and so I remember Straw calling me at the freeway series. And, hey, what's that chick Poppy's phone number? So I give him the number. Check this out. I give him the number. So the opening day comes, I look at the box scores, and Strawberry's on the lineup. I said, oh, my fucking God. Fuck, he fucking holed up with fucking Poppy on the glass dick. They're partying. And I called my doorman there. I got my own doorman there. And I call him up. I know he's not going to answer. I said, fucking go to that suite. And I said, go get fucking Straw and put him on the phone. He gets on the phone. I said, Straw, do you understand something? You just partied through opening fucking day. You missed. Look it up.
Wow.
I know your guy. I know your bean counter back there is looking it up.
What did Daryl say?
He's lit. He's lit up like a tree. What do you mean?
Missed opening day. He didn't know?
Look it up. Look at opening day. And the year he went to the Dodgers.
Okay.
But I mean
like, what I'm trying to say is, that's not like, you know, a Navy or he might have missed open. No, he missed it.
I'm trying to remember.
I'm looking it up right now.
Was that reported on? Did
of course it was reported on.
What did
he missed open day.
Did he say what, a personal problem or something?
I don't know. Of course.
Flu.
I mean, it was something, but
opening day? Really? Holy shit. This Poppy.
Opening day. Party for opening day.
I need to see Poppy.
Oh, at home. Wait. Opening day, they were on the road. Let me look at opening day at home.
I want to see Poppy, man.
Yeah, Poppy Sounds.
Oh, nice. The best rack, Nashville. Newport Beach, bitch. So.
How do we find Poppy?
Yeah, no, you don't want her. She's very routed, man. You don't want anything after he's been there.
The first year with the Dodgers?
91 or 92, maybe.
Well, he signed in the offseason.
Okay, well, that's not 91.
Yeah, no, you got to see it. Because remember, you got everything I see. I never say something with absolute certainty unless it's a fact.
Huh.
They don't mention Poppy on his Wikipedia page.
No, you're not going to see any of Poppy. You know, you got to go to the Dodgers. You got to go to Strawberry. He missed his opening day. Dodgers.
Okay.
With Los Angeles Dodgers. He Google it. And there it is.
And that's his first opening day in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Daryl. Now, I'm trying to remember if the internet was the internet rolling then?
Oh, yeah, dude. Come on, bro.
Yeah, he's in the box score, so.
Strawberry misses.
Opening
day.
Because of Poppy.
Due to Poppy.
No, I don't say Poppy.
I'm just kidding. We're just kidding.
In Los Angeles. Or with Dodgers.
Yeah.
With Dodgers. Okay.
That's crazy.
Okay. Mark,
that's
what do you
think? How powerful pussy is.
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah. How do we Google her?
Yeah, where's
she? Gonna find her.
Where's she today?
I don't know. She's in Lucky Sperm Club, so who knows? Probably married at some planned marriage or something.
Huh?
If somebody doesn't know, she got rerouted.
Now I'm reading a story about Daryl Strawberry misses an exhibition. Was AWOL from his exhibition Sunday. Was AWOL until the Dodgers made an all-day search and located him late at night. General Manager Fred Clare did not say what reason Strawberry gave for his disappearance, but said it was not a good one. Oh. It was Poppy.
It was Poppy.
He said it was Poppy. I've spoken to Daryl, and he was with his family.
Mm. His family of
you
Poppy.
You like that, dude?
I didn't know he was related to Poppy.
Hey, you like that, dude? You like that? Pretty me?
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah, I always tell the truth, even when I lie.
Hey, Lenny, when do you think the Nails tour is coming through? Or the House of Nails?
Starting October 1st.
All right. Well, we'll
you guys, in Michigan, we'll probably be there. You guys are in Detroit, right?
Yeah.
I got to come to Detroit. Detroit's fucking badass, man. They can fucking... You guys can bring out musicians and fucking build fucking cars. That motherfucker Ford or whatever that fucker was. He wasn't fucking around, huh? Ford.
Huh? Yeah.
That guy was a badass, dude.
Yep. For $5 a day. That's all he paid people.
Hey, and now they're back, though, man. I'm telling you, Ford, not plugging Ford, because I don't have a Ford. I don't have a car. I take Uber. another corrupt system. I'll tell you about that later. Listen,
Lenny, you only take Uber? You don't drive your own car?
Well, it's too much work, dude. I gotta think. I got there's moving parts, there's people, there's commotion. I can work in my laptop and have somebody driving.
Yeah.
But think about it, dude. There's your boy Straw, man. There he is. He missed the opening day, bro.
Could it be with the Giants when he played in San Francisco?
No, dude. Come on, dude.
All right.
It's right here. You just read it, didn't you?
Yeah, it's when Fred Clare said he was with Poppy.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, what?
I was just kidding. No, Fred Clare said he was with the family.
No, but hey. Look, your boy saw. Look, it's Chrissy. Here it is. Here. 1990. See, fine, one day he's paid for showing up after the start of the Dodgers. Strawberry was straight. Wow, he had a lot of shit going on. No wonder he's a preacher. I told him, sorry, you don't pay taxes now.
He doesn't pay taxes?
He don't pay taxes.
Because he's a preacher? Nonprofit?
Yeah, he's a church.
Yeah.
He's smartest motherfucker of all of us.
Yeah. Pretty smart. Why don't you start a church, Lenny?
Yeah, Church of Lenny.
Because you know why, dude?
Why?
I'm almost like a church, dude. I'm always preaching. I'm selling dreams. If you think about it, what is a preacher about, dude? Just like what is a lawyer about? See, a lawyer, they're all selling. See, mm-hmm. What I'm saying is, everybody's selling. See, so the lawyer that can present the best lies or or story to the 12 people in that jury is going to win. Just like the preacher, see? He's got to get you to put the money in the fucking basket. That's all that fucking matters.
That's what they call
it. Money in the fucking basket, okay? So you got to be able to sell fucking dreams and hope and believe that some fucking guy got someone pregnant and they had a baby without fucking her and all that shit. You know? I mean, I don't know much about religion. I mean, I'm not an expert on it. I don't know. I mean, that's why my book, the hardest part about my book, I'll let you guys go, because it's kind of an international fucking headquarters here, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't discriminate, brother.
Hell no.
No. So we got a, have you heard of this company, this country called Tanzania?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got Tanzanian coming over. Anyways, back on point. So what we were saying is in my book, like, because I wrote that motherfucker, and it the ending was hard, like, you know, because everyone ends their book, oh, I found God, and I'm great, and life's great. It's just, what a world. And so I just couldn't figure, like, what am I going to write? And I said, well, how about the fucking truth?
Yeah, you did.
How about just write the truth? So you know what I said in that book?
What'd you say at the very end?
I said, the very end, dude. I don't even need to pull it up because it's all right here. I said, you know, I could tell you life's perfect. I could tell you this. I could tell you that. But I wouldn't be true to who I am. I wouldn't be the man you've been reading about. So what will my life look like going forward? How the fuck do I know?
To be continued.
That's right, bro.
To be continued. That's what
you said. To be continued. Hey, and that's what it's going to be, continued right now. But see, my star's on the rise, you know?
Yeah, no, it is. I've been reading about you. It seems like you turn up in the media 3 times a week that I run into.
Well, my star's on the rise, bro. I don't mean that. Like, I'm living right now, you know, and instead of making them get the towel, I'll have the towel waiting, you know? I said this is Russian chick one time, man. Those Russians don't fuck around. I mean, they're scary, dude. They'll put you in the fucking ground. I didn't think twice about it. Yeah, and I told her, I said, hey, go get the towel. See what? 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 I was like, whoa, I'm sorry, you know? I don't fuck with those Russians, dude. And that Putin dude's a badass. The guy, you know, he's the richest man in the world, that motherfucker.
Mm.
He is, you know, he stole, I mean, talk about power. Mm. The richest man in the world, he didn't like him, he put the fucker in jail.
Is he in the
and
top
then
of
he
the...
took his fucking, then he took his company. I mean, now that's a badass, dude.
Mm. Hey, Lenny.
Stone Cold Killer. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Putin? Absolutely. Yeah.
More than one.
Big time.
Lenny, we got to move on here because we do have commercials and responsibilities and things like that.
Of course, you have responsibility.
We could talk to you all
hey,
night.
Hey, man, listen. But, you guys know you call me again. The best time to reach me
okay.
is 24/7.
Thank you, Lenny.
Don't, but hey, you guys, don't bury me, man. I took care of you guys. I don't
know
that for anybody. Even
never.
Somebody calls me like that, they pro hard me like that, I say, fuck you. But I don't know, man. I remember you guys, see, Michigan, me and Kid Rock, dude. Kid Rock is a cool motherfucker, dude.
No, great guy. We know him.
Hey, listen, man, you guys have a good one, huh? By the way, I don't need any money for that rap. You can't buy it either. You know that, right?
Thank you, Lenny.
See you guys, man. Be good. All
nice,
right, buddy.
Nice talking to you, brother. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Ooh, Lenny.
Jay had that bye-bye ready for a long time.